Motorsports journalist and Hall of Famer Robin Miller was known for having, well, let's call it colorful language.
If you ever experienced Robin in what we called the slot on a Saturday night, laying out the newspaper, well, you've never heard more imaginative uses of the F-bomb ever, ever, ever.
Bill Benner referring to the time when both he and Miller worked together at the Indianapolis Star. It happened so often that even his friends would hope that he would do it in front of the masses, like Dave First.
You know, if we were all lucky, maybe, just maybe, Robin would drop an F-bomb on live television.
Now, that didn't happen, but right before he taped a segment for Speed TV once, someone decided to do wheelies on the track directly behind him.
If anybody needed a victory, get the off the racetrack, you son of a.
He didn't have to be told that he would have to start over. He already knew.
I think we have to start again.
His friends and colleagues would tell you it wasn't just what he said, but rather his actions behind his words that really made a difference. Here's Benner again.
He had large balls.
Robin's last boss he ever had, Paul Fanner at Racer Magazine, agreed.
The size of, you know, watermelons.
Oftentimes to criticize the way Tony George handled the Indy Racing League, the way Bob Knight coached the men's basketball team at Indiana University, or pointing out blunders made by the Indianapolis Colts or Indiana Pacers. He even wrote a column that A.J. Foyt didn't like back in 1981, so Foyt punched him and sued him. But they both moved past it and became friends. Miller died last year at the age of 71, and he was given the Sagamore of the Wabash. If you listen to Miller long enough, you might know that he was a Hall of Fame motorsports journalist, but you might have also heard him discuss that he didn't finish his collegiate career at Ball State University, like this time when he was on Speed TV.
It isn't fair to lump me in with Hinton because he's a college-educated man with a family, and I am a funk out of Ball State who can't hold a job, who does hate a lot of things.
He would also mention it last year before he died in a column on Racer.com. Ball State's president, Jeffrey Mearns, happened to see that column. Here's Robin's sister, Diane, to tell you what happened next.
The night before we lost Robin, the president of Ball State University wrote a letter to him. Unfortunately, Robin never got to read it, but it made reference to the Racer article when Robin talked and thanked all the Racer Nation for being there all those years for him. So I hope you read that as well.
In case you haven't seen it, here's a sample of what he said. Dear Robin, over the years you made your fondness for our university well known, and while you may not have finished your undergraduate degree, we are still happy to call you one of our own. He then went on to mention some of the university's core values like excellence, courage, and gratitude. Mearns said the following, Robin, I read your final column, and I saw several of our values displayed in your words. Excellence in your commitment to your journalistic career, courage in your battle with cancer, and gratitude for having lived, in your own words, the greatest life anyone can imagine. You will always be a Ball State Cardinal. Your legacy will live on. But he wasn't always loved, as Mario Andretti eloquently puts it.
What I remember clearly is how annoying it was.
Annoying because he had a relentless pursuit of the truth to the point where what he wrote made IU men's basketball coach Bob Knight infuriated. Robin's friend Randy Bernard is a former CEO of IndyCar. He remembers what it was like watching Robin deal with Knight.
Bobby's would have his media team place Robin behind the tuba player in the band so Robin couldn't see a game. True story.
He wasn't just honest with coaches, drivers, and players. He was also honest with fans, like this time with a lady on Wind Tunnel, which was a show that used to air on Speed TV.
And y'all start in on him every time, and I am sick of it.
He tried so hard to miss Carl yesterday.
Yeah, that car was so far sideways when he hit him. Come on, lady.
We got to put the Jack Daniels down and call back later.
But he was also honest with himself.
I learned from the best how to be grumpy. It's Wind Tunnel. After I get fired here, I'll need a job. What's wrong with me?
Miller, that's a great question. What is wrong with you?
I've been hanging around racetracks all my life. No excuse.
And he would share his honest observations about what made his life special and what could make your life special, too.
Well, think about it. I've been watching racing for 50 years. I've been writing about it for 45. For the last 15, I've been on various television shows, even though I've got a face for radio. I got to drive midgets in USAC for 8 or 9 years. I got to be in Indy 500 pit crews. You don't have to tell me about how great my life has been. I understand when you can combine your job and your passion, it's very rare.
Chances are, if you're listening to this and you enjoy racing, you'll honestly miss him too. This has been Remembering Robin Miller. For 93 WIBC, I'm John Herrick.